Between Easter and Pentecost, our readings start with the Acts of the Apostles. The Apostles are all filled with the Holy Spirit. They speak and act with courage and confidence. They have God's peace, and they are not afraid. Today, Peter is boldly speaking to the Jewish people. He tells them that they not only turn Jesus over to Pilate to be killed, but when given the opportunity by Pilate to show mercy to Jesus, they deny him. They deny him mercy. They reject Jesus, the author of life, and condemn him to death. And they choose Barabbas, a murderer, an author of death. They choose the author of death and reject the author of life. Peter tells them that they were ignorant then, but now they know. They are not ignorant any longer. My brothers and sisters, we are not ignorant. We have been told who Jesus is. Yet, when we sin, we reject the author of life, and we choose the author of death. We reject life, and we choose death. Kind of hard to apply to ourselves when we put it in that way. But it is absolutely true. However, despite the failure of the Jews and despite our failures, God always succeeds. Death has no hold on God. Jesus rose from the dead, and he can raise us from death. Peter tells the Jews and us to repent and be converted, that our sins may be wiped away. For the Jews, repentance and conversion and to wipe away their sins was through baptism. For us, the baptized, when we are repentant and to be converted, have our sins washed away, we do that in the sacrament of confession and the sacrament of the Eucharist, followed by a heartfelt commitment to sin no more. John, in his epistle, wants to help us to sin no more. But when we do sin, he reminds us to remember God's love, that Jesus died for our sins. We must know him, and to know him is to keep his commandments. Know him, know his truth, keep his word, love him, and we will be perfected by his love. We will follow Christ. In our gospel, we have two guys that have followed their own agenda. On that day, it was Sunday. 2 days ago, Christ was crucified. And that very morning, the women go to the tomb and then come back telling everybody that Christ is risen. Peter and John run to the tomb, and these two guys hit the road to Emmaus. You know, the road to Emmaus, it always reminds me of the parable of the seeds, particularly of the beaten path. The beaten path where the seeds would not grow. Now, the road to Emmaus was not only a beaten path, it was paved in stone. Nothing was growing on that thing. These two disciples had hardened their minds, and perhaps even their hearts, against Christ and what he had taught them. Rather than stay in the holy city and see if what Jesus had told them was true, they had things to do. And how much is this like us? We come to Mass, we receive Christ, we hear his word, and when Mass is over, or even before it's over, do we hit the road? Do we have things to do? Are we really following Christ? Well, when we are like that, the good news is that Christ never gives up on us. He came to those two disciples on the road, and they listened to him. And when they recognized him, it was like we heard in the responsorial psalm. The light of his countenance shone upon them, and he put joy into their hearts. Filled with joy, they rush back to the holy city, Jerusalem. With great excitement, they start telling the disciples how Christ had appeared to them. But at the same time, the other disciples are coming to them, telling them that the women had indeed seen Christ, and Peter has seen him too. In the midst of all this joy, Christ appears. And he says, "Peace be with you." The disciples are not yet filled with the Holy Spirit, and they are terrified. Jesus is there. They see him, hear him, touch him, and eat with him. He is real. They knew that Christ had risen. In the Mass, we are with Christ, hearing, seeing, touching, eating. Let us be at peace and filled with courage and confidence. Let us choose the author of life and boldly follow Jesus.